こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日は特別編、一応特別編なので、うん、Are we releasing the transcript at the same time or no?
I think so.
Okay. じゃあ文字起こし同時リリースしています、yep. 特別編だけど、ちょっと今日ゲストがいないんだよね、
うん、
本当はゲストがいるはずだったんだけども、ちょっと来れなくなってしまって、っていうわけで二人で
What should we talk about?
二人で雑談する回になったんですけど、どうしようね。今ちょっと始まるまでは伊藤詩織さんの話をしてたんだけど、何の話しようかねって言ってたんだよね。
Well, I guess the year is ending.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2020.
そうだよ、オリンピックイヤーですよ。まだまだだと思ったのにね。
What else is going on in 2020? It's like a big round number.
確かにね。I don't know.
Is there like a Y2K thing? Or like a Mayan civilization type thing?
ないね、そういえばね。まあでもだって、何 ?10 年単位だから。
There are a lot of like science fiction movies and shows and animes and stuff that are set around
2020. I guess.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's like a list.
確かにオリンピック以外ってなんかあるんだっけ?
Artemis. Artemis, the NASA...Lunar program、
mm.
is starting with the launch of、the SLS. Actually, yesterday they had a they launched the Boeing Starliner.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
on a Delta IV rocket.
それ見たよ。
And I was watching it live,、
mm.
and it was really boring because everything was going perfect.、
Mm.
And then their、orbital insertion burn.Which was supposed to be done by the Starliner capsule itself, failed.、
Hmm.
So they had, apparently, I haven't caught up on it since this morning, but I'm sure something happened.、but the timing was off. The clock was wrong.
Okay.
So in the mission, they have a clock that starts when the mission starts. The clock on theStarliner capsule was off by a few seconds or something.
Huh.
And so everything it did was at the wrong time.
Huh.
The whole time.
How did that happen, though?
I don't know. It seems pretty silly to me. It seems like you have a redundant system.
Because, like, その iPhone でもさ、みんな時計って一緒じゃん?
Mm-hmm. Is the time all the same? Exactly the same?
じゃないの?
I haven't checked.
つながってるんでしょ?
I don't know if it's... Is it exact to like the millisecond? Like all the iPhones are exactly the same time? I guess it would be if they're syncing with the... Over the internet.
でしょ? って私は思ってたけど、だから...
Actually, my G-Shock has been showing the wrong time lately.
Oh.
And it has 6-band radio. Look, it says it's 2:14 right now.
え?全然違うじゃん。
214。
え?今10時だよ。
yeah, this G-Shock, and I... This is like the automatic time thing, so I didn't set this.
Oh,
But starting like last week, sometimes it'll just flip to some random time.
Why are you still wearing it?
Let's see if it fixes itself. it hasn't, apparently. But it's...
全然ずれてるじゃん。
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Hmm.変だね。So that, NASA のやつはだからなんでそうなっちゃったのか気になるね。
Yeah, so it was supposed to dock with the International Space Station.
うん。
And then on the next launch, they were supposed to put human astronauts in that capsule.
怖い怖い。
The next launch.
Okay.
And they had a press conference after the off nominal. This、うん、is the new word. Off nominal is the new word for.Failure.
yeah.
Like nominal is basically just means it's going according to plan.、Mm. And then off nominal means it's not going according to plan. But they're still thinking about launching humans on the next
あ、そうなの?
On the next attempt with the Starliner capsule.
じゃあ、まあ今回の原因はもう分かってるってこと?
I'm not sure. They hadn't figured it out the last time I checked. But they speculated that it was this timing issue. So what happened was because the clock was wrong, it was facing the wrong direction. So it was actually using thrusters while it was facing totally the wrong way.
Oh, no.
So it was just wasting fuel, and then it didn't have enough fuel left to get to the ISS.
Huh.
But it has its own heat shield, so I suspect it will just re-enter the atmosphere, and they will be able to do testing on that part of the mission still, like the re-entry part.
Okay.
Which is the sort of the most dangerous part. So it's not a total waste.
Fuel がなくなっちゃう。George Clooney 問題だね。そっか。
There, yeah. In 2020, we should see an orbital flight of the Starship, the Mars spaceship. So space is going to be very interesting next year. Starlink will start next year, also.
Right. So 宇宙系の話めっちゃね。いろいろ予定が積み重なってるからいろんなこと起きるだろうし、まあテック系もね、
Robotics、
ロボットもそうだし、まああと
人工知能、
そうだね。あと VR のやっぱハンドトラッキングとかももっとなんか来そうだけど、どうなんだ。あと AR とか。
What's the biggest thing in AR right now? I haven't really used it myself.
私も。正直そのアーティストとかが作ってるやつはネットで見るけど、その一般に普及してるっていう意味ではあんまりこれっていうのはね、ポケモン GO
以
来のやつはあんまり聞かないけど、
ね、I'm like watching videos of AR being used more than I'm
そうそう、わかるわかる、
using AR、
うん、わかるわかる、そういう方が多いよね多分ね。
I guess the new Google Maps thing might be useful, that AR, where you can like
yeah, それはもう
see the signs and stuff.
Because
right now, all we have is the blue dot, and then it has like a little, it shows you which way the blue dot's facing.
まあそれだけでも便利だけどね、かなり。だからその電池をバッテリーの消耗で考えたら、AR じゃなくてでもいいような気もしてくるけどね、ちょっと。
Yeah, we still have battery problems.
そう、だから例えばこうずっとその私も分かんないとこに行くときずっと Google マップをつけっぱにしてるわけじゃん。つけっぱにしても携帯片手に持って移動してたりとか、その時に全部 AR だとどうなんだろうね。
You're worried about battery life.
あとそのある程度地図の方が先が見えてるわけじゃん、ある意味。ここ次右でその後左かみたいな。AR だとナビもそうだけどさ、すごいズームインしちゃってると逆にその右行った後はなんていうの、どうなるのかが、まあ、それが分かりやすいような表示になってんのかもしれないけど。
I think you also have to, you're sending all of your, or at least a lot of your video data to a server.Like you're sending your camera data,、
ね、
and I feel uncomfortable with that.
あとさ、あの変な話、こう歩いてる時に私はなんだろう、Google マップ使いながらもうベビーカーを押してたりするわけよね。そうするとこう変な向きで携帯を持ってるじゃん。
You don't have like a like the thing they have on bicycle handlebars
to hold your. あ、それ持ってない。
But you could get one of those and like mount your iPhone on there.
I could, yeah. だからそういうのが必要だよね。じゃないと AR の意味ないもんね。こうカメラがまっすぐ向けてないといけないわけでしょ。だからこう下で持ってたりとか変な向きで持ってると意味ないとか。
I had a weird thought.
地味な問題。
I had a weird thought the other day. I was walking and I was looking at my phone. And so I'm walking and my head is pointing downward, right? And I was thinking about how, and I looked up, and I looked up a little bit higher than horizontal.
Okay.
And I felt, for a brief moment, I just felt a little bit more open and confident and like relaxed.
わかりやす、うん。
Do you know what I'm trying to say? There's something about like this hunched looking down thing while you're moving through a public place where there's a lot of people,
mm.
where you kind of feel like you're hiding, or you feel like, and I don't know what it. People say like keep your chin up,
yeah,
right. Keep your chin up. And if you walk and you just tilt your head slightly, I sound like some weird spiritual self-help guru or something. But if you tilt your head slightly up, just raise your chin a little bit while you're walking. You'll never see a confident athlete walk into a cage or onto a field with their head slooped down and they're like have this weak posture. You're strutting out there. You're have your chin up. You have this physical manifestation of your confidence. Mm. But our technology is sort of causing us to do body language that makes us antisocial.
Mm.
It's like if you smile on purpose, it can improve your mood. Even though you're just, like right now, if you just fake a smile, you just put a fake smile on your face, you will feel a little bit of an improvement in your mood.
I guess. でも確かに、海外旅行とか行って歩く国に行った時、そのアメリカとかはもう車だからだけど、mm-hmm. 歩く国行った時に、やっぱ東京歩いてる時よりはちょっと上を見てんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
だから、こう、すごい景色が、まあ、フェイスもそうだし、建物とかさ、
mm-hmm.
なんか道を見てるっていうよりかは、こう全体を見てるから、もうちょっと清々しい気持ちだしさ。だからよく私も東京歩いてる時に、この建物が全部なかったら、
mm-hmm.
もっとここは広い空間なんだっていうのをたまに妄想っていうよりもこう思い出すというかさ。
How weird would Tokyo look if you had all the streets and all the sidewalks, all this concrete and everything, but you just plucked all the buildings off.
そうそう。
And it was like this massive,
そうで、
like,
よく言うじゃん、なんか、
concrete thing.
本当は富士山が結構遠くからでも、どこでも見えるみたいな。昔の時代の人はもうちょっと富士山に近い気持ちだったのは、mm. いろんなとこからもっと見えてたからとかさ、
mm.
なんかそういうのをよく考えるけど、
well, I feel like in Tokyo everyone's trying to see Fujisan, but people、mm. keep getting taller and taller and getting in the way, and people are like、
so.
people are building buildings to like look, trying to get that view of Fujisan.And then like five years later, someone else builds a building in front of you and you can't.
本当そう。なんか富士山だけじゃなくて東京タワーとかもそうだし、この東京湾とか、
mm-hmm.
なんかこう見えるところに住んでてもどんどん建物が建っちゃって見えなくなっていくみたい。ちょっとテックの話に戻るけどさ、そのすごい技術を開発するのもいいんだけど、私ずっと思ってることがあって、Gmail を iPhone でよく使うのね。仕事とかでも、うん、パソコンじゃなくてもう出先からとかさ、
うん、
その時にどっかからコピペすることってあるじゃん、
うん、
その時に字の大きさがさ変になるじゃん、
うん、
あれをアプリ上で直せないじゃん、
うん、There, you can't do the remove formatting on the app?
そうできない、うん、できないし一回貼り付けちゃったら文字の大きさを変える術がないんだよね。だから太字とか斜めとか、うん、アンダーラインはできるけどなぜか字の大きさを変えるっていうオプションがないので、いつもしょうがないからその変になったテキストを全部コピーして一回 LINE とかさメモ帳とかどっかに貼り付けてもう一回戻すっていう作業をしてて、こう Google の中の人が絶対これをいいと思ってるわけないと思うんだけど、なんで
They don't care. Gmail hasn't changed for like 40 years. Gmail's been the exact same shit since like as soon as since like.
いやそんなことない。だって今もさ、その finish your sentence みたいなフィーチャーとか足されてるわけじゃん。でそれは携帯でもできるんだよ。
But that's not a Gmail feature. That's just an everywhere thing. It does that.
Oh, but
in
it is
Google.
one of the Gmail features now.
Like, Gmail used to be like
so
like an innovation center for Google, and they had hundreds of software labs. They called them labs.
Yeah.
And they're basically plugins for Gmail, and they had, you know, APIs. They had, I think they had third party develop. There was this whole thing that was coming for Gmail.
Mm.
All these labs, all these functions, And I just like froze solid and nothing. It's like Google Plus or something, but we're still using it because there's nothing else. You can't merge threads. You can't see what you've received by sender. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can search, no?
But the threads are separated because it'll say mommy, and then it'll say mommy again, and then it'll say mommy again, and it'll say mommy again, and then mommy, mommy. So if I search and I search for mommy, it'll just be like mommy, 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 mommy. And all these threads are like different threads, and you can't see a chronological order of just messages, which is infuriating because every single other messaging app in the universe does that. And it's not hard for them to do.
And
I get logged out. This is the worst thing ever. Just indulge me for a second. By the time I die, I will have spent probably a full year of my life just trying to log back into my Gmail account. It's unreal.
Yeah.
So if you have multiple Gmail accounts, it's impossible to figure out how they're associated or which ones, like how...
Yeah, I have like five.
So
it's out of control.
I have no idea how that works. And I've been trying to... It's like the I Ching or something. I've been trying to decode this for years.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with... 2つのアカウントをタブで開けてるときに Google ドライブを開くと、それがどっちのアカウントで出てくるのかが常にギャンブルみたいな、なんかあれはどういう仕組みなのか、まあ決まってんのかもしれないけど、私にはちょっとそれがよくわかんないとかね。
Are we in peak software right now? I mean, this is obviously、まあ、今までの peak, but like it's
相対的にってこと？どういうこと？
Do you think civilization or developed civilization or human beings in general will ever sort of go the Ted Kaczynski philosophy and turn away,
start bombing people?
Not the bombing part, but turn away from turn away from the dehumanizing aspects of technology, which I think we can all agree exist. And so, like, are the Amish, maybe the Amish were just really, really early. Way too early. Like, they saw, the Amish saw, like, 500 years into the future, and they're like, wow, it's screwed. We're going to be just, you know, they agree with Elon, basically. We're going to get obliterated by AI.
Well, turn around するっていうよりもこう、
will ever turn around? Like 1,000 years from now?
なくならずに、例えばこの間ちょっと映画館のこととか考えててさ、これからじゃあ VR で映画館みたいなこう体験ができます。じゃあ家でも映画館にいるような感じで映画見れませんなった時に、映画館がじゃあ全然なくなるのかなとかを考えた時にさ、なんかやっぱすごいこう、なんて言うんだろうね、没入感がすごすぎて、こう一人ぼっちじゃん
If it's VR.
っていう意味で映画館がなくなることってあるのかなって
But if you're watching it with VR, you can watch it with your friends that are all over the world. You could have 20 of your friends watch a movie together because, you know, you guys live in very different places. Like, people are lazy. You know, people don't want to get out of the house.
ちょっと横向いた時にそのなんか友達が見えて喋れる。でもそうしたら別に映画館でいいじゃん。
Think about gaming though. People are extremely social in gaming now. All these people are online and they have all these friends in all areas of the world.
Yeah, but gaming is a bit different because you're controlling something, right? Like 自分で。That's kind of like a, なんていうんだろう。シェアしてるとしても自分がコントロールしてる、なんていうの。
And your characters are interacting with each other, so it makes more sense. If you watch a movie together remotely.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, who does that?
You just hear them eating popcorn from like across the
And we can do that now. you know, I feel like we might have done that maybe over Skype or, but so you could do that, but it's not something that you really want to do often unless you're in a long distance relationship and you really want to watch this new Star Wars movie together.
So you think there's a limit to the whole VR, AR?
Limit? Purpose?
How about working? Like working, you know, will big companies like, I don't know, Toshiba start hiring, like having people work totally remotely using some kind of conference VR?
I guess they would have to if they want to attract, you know, cool people who want to work there.
まあそういうトレンドはもうすでにあるしね。やっぱり私の周りとかでもさ、そういうオプションがあるんだったらそこで働くけど、ないんだったら別のとこに行くみたいな、こうある程度選択肢がある、選択肢を持てる能力がある人たちっていうのはさ、やっぱりそういうフレキシブルな方に流れていっちゃうから。 I think, well, it's interesting what happened with like, or what seems to have happened or be happening with the whole WeWork thing. And, you know, it was very trendy to sort of have these rental working open spaces and stuff. And then we had research suggesting like, oh, open floor plans for offices is like worse because people want privacy and they can't focus. And then, you know, it's like, I don't know. I do wonder how much of it's just like a fad and how much of it's like, you know, how much technology really is going to be solutions for not being in the same place. I mean, obviously, telephone calls and stuff have been great. But can we really get to the level where you don't feel like you need to be in the same room? And if we did get there, is that a good thing?
I mean, I've already gotten there. since I got pregnant and stuff, like, 何個かプロジェクトもやったけど、全部リモートだから、なんだろう、別に、まあ、たまにどうしてもその第三者に会うために、そのクライアントじゃない違うサードパーティーに会うために、まあ、行政とかね、役所の人とかはさ、どうしてもこう、じゃあ電話会議でっていうわけにはいかず、会いに行かなきゃいけないとかは何回かあったけど。それ以外は別にそのチームの人なりクライアントなりっていうのはメールか、あ、まあほぼメールとかチャットでできちゃうから、逆になんかそんな週一でみんなで集まりましょうみたいなのは誰もやりたくないというかさ、なんか時間もったいないし交通費ももったいないしとか。
It's whenever I think about the big picture ofWhat's going on, I can't help but think that we are in this like metamorphosis from animal sort of monkey to, I don't know, machine or something else, leaving the planet. And so we're kind of this messed up in between
いや、だ今多分そのなんだろう、今までって一個しかソリューションがないというか、その全員が全員オフィスに行きましょう終わりみたいな、で逆にじゃあオフィスなんてみんななくていいっていう一個の答えがあるわけではないじゃん。逆にその新しい答えっていうのは答えが一個ではないことじゃん。だからそれを多分企業が受け入れていかなきゃいけないし、その例えば育休取ってた他のお母さんとかと話してても、その今は時短とか育休とかで、その週何回何時間以内とか、でもそれで意外と仕事が回っちゃってるみたいな、 で別にこのままずっと何年もやりたいんだけど、2歳までとかそういう期限があるから、それが終わったらまた今回ってるんだけど元の形に戻らないといけないとか、 そういうルールがもうちょっとこう変わっていくのかなと思うけど。
Think about how, like, what are you really if you're working in some cubicle in an office? It's part of some company, some giant organization, which is like doing what as part of this larger complex of like thinking animals. And it's like we're so, how do you say this, thrown into this world, and we're part of such a society that was so complex before each of us got here as individuals. And you kind of grow up and you get an education and you graduate and you get a job and you, and then you're plugged into this larger machine. You know, each organization is as a unit of this super complex economic social machine, and that these mechanisms are like doing something on Earth to eventually transform the planet or the species or what life is doing. But it's a very, we're in this phase of like, you know, there, like capitalism and technology and information. Everything's about information now. It's not about energy or power. Power is, information is becoming power. You know, we're in just, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going. I don't know where this whole thing is going is what I'm trying to say. But yeah. when you think about, you know, you live for 80, 90 years, you're plugged into a thing that's been, you know, morphing for the last maybe 200 years out of, you know, 400,000 years of humanoid things moving around on Earth. In the last 200 years, this new process has really taken off.
Yeah.
And we're all just like, oh yeah, it's normal. You know, we're just so embedded. We can't see how bizarre our reality is. It's like, I just have moments where I'm just shocked. Just like, what? We fly through the air in these like aluminum tubes.
Yeah, and it's only gonna get more and more complex. Like yesterday, このあの、まあその political correctness みたいなこともそうじゃん。その、なんだろう、何が普通とか何が許容されるとか。
The complexity of political correctness.
そう、なんかそれが結構やっぱピークに達しつつあるなって思ったのが昨日 J.K. ローリングがめちゃくちゃ炎上してたやつ。
Oh, is someone
あの、
gay?
Transphobia って言われて。
Oh, that she's transphobic?
うん。と言われて、まあ炎上してるんだけど、その、まあ何があったかっていうと多分なんだけど、そのイギリスで、あの、まあ欧米だとこう、職場とかでそのトランスの人たちを男女どういう風に呼ぶとかそういう問題があるわけじゃん。だから男性なんだけど男性が女性になった、だからケイトリン・ジェナーみたいな場合にその人を she っていうのか he っていうのか they って本人が言ってほしいとか、でそれをみんながその人の意向に従うべきなのかそうじゃないのかとかそういう議論になってるわけじゃん。でその中でこう多分イギリスのどっかの女性が自分はそれ自分のフィロソフィーにそれは当てはまらないから、その例えばケイトリン・ジェナーも元は男性だったんだから男性じゃん、だから私はヒーと言いますみたいなことを言ってクビになったのかな、
hmm.
でこうそのセックスはバイナリーだからそれを私は信じてるし、まあ私はそういう姿勢ですっていう感じのことを言ったんだよね。でめちゃくちゃ炎上して、まあ、クビにもなって。で J.K. ローリングがいやそのどんな格好をするとかどういうね自分がジェンダーを自認するとかもちろん全部自由だし自分がハッピーであることをするべきだけど、そのセックス性別っていうものが実際にあるって言っただけでクビになるっていうのはちょっとおかしいんじゃないかみたいなことを言って、
うん、
まあそうだそうだっていう人と っていう人で分かれてすごいことになってるのね。
What do you think?
いやなんかそのいろんな人のアーギュメントを見てて、
What's your hard stance? Your hot take?
Hard stance ってか全部そのセマンティックなんだよね結局。
It's word thinking. It's dumb.
そうなの。だからこう、
oh, no, this means this. No, I define it as this.
そう、本当そうなの。
I think the definition is that. Like, you can either go with the dictionary or you can make up your own definition if you want.
そう、だからその、バイナリーっていうのがそもそも何なのかっていうことをみんながすごく議論してるわけよ。そのバイナリーっていうのは2つの極端のもの、だから0と1みたいなものであって、その間がないのか、それともスペクトラム、もう一応バイナリーがあってのスペクトラムじゃんって言ってる人もいるわけよ、mm-hmm. だからそのスペクトラムのエンドは結局2つだからバイナリーでしょみたいな、
mm-hmm.
って言ってる人もいて、でも結局全部言葉の問題だから、その言葉とそれぞれ使ってる言葉のデフィニションの話であって、そのこれって本当にこんなにみんなが喧嘩することなのか、その怒るでそれで傷つく人がいるっていうのはもちろんわかるんだけど、そのお互いこう罵り合う、だから言葉がなければ多分この問題ってないじゃん。
This is the whole truck thing.
It's just how it is って感じ。
Is it a truck or is it, you know, the whole tariff thing?
Yeah. You know, like, そうだから言語の問題なんだけど、なんかそれをみんなが認めてくれないというか、なんかこれって単純に言語の問題だよねって、だからこう It isWhat it is って私は思ってるんだけど、
But that's what it's been with all, just everything. Like, I feel like it's all just language games. Like, so many of the prominent political issues are just dead ends. It's like it's just
semantic. It's just semantic. そのだからこそ一個の答えにならないわけじゃん。しかもトランスジェンダーの人の中でも、その私は he って呼ばれたいっていう人と、私は he も she も嫌で they って言ってほしいって人がいるわけで、その中でも別に統一された答えがあるわけじゃないじゃん。当然個人個人みんな違うわけだから。
It doesn't mean that there are multiple answers. It means that people aren't having the same conversation.
そう、そうなんだよね。そう、まさにそう。だからこうすごいみんな言い合ってるんだけど、結局全員がこうずれてる話をしてるっていう。
This just comes down to the sameThing, you know, the balkanization of epistemology.
Yeah, 出ました。
And it's just, and this is the challenge of dissolving boundaries. And all of the major challenges that civilization faces are going to be in the form of language failures. You know, a failure to appropriately read other people's intent. A failure to really understand what other people are trying to say.And the project of refining language is art, and it's the most important process that we need to succeed in.
そうで、やっぱりこう今までは、まあ、去年今年とか、まあ、最近までは多様性っていうのが結構簡単にこう語られるというかさ、まあ、多様性いいよねみたいな。で、その多様性いいよねって受け入れた先の難しい、だから多様性を受け入れるってことはよりすごく複雑になるっていうことで、答えが一つじゃないし、こういうふうに揉めることも増えるわけじゃん。だそこまでを多分みんなが予測してなかったというかさ、なんか受け入れる準備ができてないから、その、なんかバイナリーというか、これはバイナリーなのか、バイナリー、その性別がバイナリーなのか、バイナリーじゃないのかとか、そういう問題についても、多様性を受け入れるってなった時点で、どんなに別にその差別主義者とかじゃなくても、その言葉の定義が全然違う前提で話してたりとか、アグリーできないことっていうのは絶対あるじゃん。ただこう、みんなが答えを出すっていうことに、慣れてるというかさ、なんか答えを出さなきゃいけないって思ってるがゆえに、こう多様性を受け入れるはずだったのが、それをなんか逆にないことにしてすごい喧嘩になっちゃうみたいな。
It's misunderstanding. There's a lack of the giving the benefit of the doubt.
だ確かにその元のクビになった女性が、私なんかそこまでちゃんと見てないから分かんないんだけど、なんかその 本人の意思と、まあ、トランスの人の意思とかディグニティとかを無視して元々の性別で私は呼ぶみたいなことを言ったっていう報道もあって、それは確かになんかなんでそこにそんな固執するのかって思うのね、個人的には、
うん、
なんか本人が嫌だって言ってるのにさ、それをなんか言い続けるっていうのは単純にいじめというか意地悪だから。
Some people have a, so there's great resistance among a lot of people that have voiced criticisms about this whole topic. They're concerned about compelled speech because there was some, I don't know, some legal proposition in Canada or something where the government was actually going to make it criminal to not use the pronoun that. And so people were saying, well, that's anti-science, and that's like, that's imposing this like political worldview, and you're forcing me, you're telling me what I can't say and what I right. can say. And so in that case, you just have two different movies, two different realities running simultaneously.
サイエンスをベースにしてその DNA とかでその人をヒートシード呼ぶかみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
決めちゃうのか、本人のそのがどう自認してるのか、例えばインターセックスの人なんて自分は女性だって思ってみんな女性だって思ってるけど、実際に詳しく調べたら実はそうじゃないとかもあるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
なんか そういうところも全部じゃあ科学に従うのか、そうすると変にそうするとこう社会通念からも離れてしまうから、こう本人の辞任っていう方を尊重するのかみたいな話なんだけど、それを多分ごっちゃになってこうみんなが怒ってる怒ってすごい喧嘩してるけど、多分こういうことってそのトランスだけじゃなくていろんなトピックで発生していくと思うんだよね、これからなんかこういうのが増える一方だと思っていて、だからその今のうちにそのこういうのどうするっていう話をそもそもみんなでしておかないといけないんじゃないかって私は思う。ちょっと一旦立ち止まって、そのお互い攻撃し合う前になんでこうなってるんだっけっていうのをさ、
well,
人類としてちょっと一回考えておかないとなんかキリがないような気がするけど。
So like I was saying about the, you know, trying to refine our language, and I think that's part of what we're participating in with this show, you know, the sort of linguistic boundary between Japan and the rest of the world. But all global, large-scale, major conflicts where millions of people died, you know, were happening because of failures to communicate. You're either communicating or you're at war, or you don't know about each other.
Right.
You know, so we need to improve our language as much as possible. Otherwise, we will have World War III nuclear fallout. You know, we'll lose to aliens or whatever. So that's like the most important thing. It's not energy. It's not politics. It's not any of this other shit. It's about refining our language. And every single little piece of information that I transmit or that I receive, that anyone transmits or receives, that information changes the person who's sending it, the person who's receiving it. It changes the mind of every single person that comes into contact with that information. And what we're trying to do is fill our minds with beauty as much as possible, because human beings take what's in their minds and they extrude that into reality. So if you have bad ideas, if you're misguided, well, you're going to externalize that into the world.
Yeah. そうね。なんか特にやっぱりソーシャルメディアとかインターネットって全部言葉じゃん。
yeah.
そのアクションじゃなくて全部言葉であり言語だから。でしかもツイッターとかになってくると文字数まで限られちゃってるっていう。
It's all information.
限られちゃってるし、誰が言っててどういうバックグラウンドで言ってるとか、どういうインテンションがあって、普段はどういう人がとか、何も分からない状態でみんながジャッジしないといけないから。
How can humans communicate better? You know, that's the main question. I don't hear people talking about, you know, how we can, you know, we're innovating iPhones like there's no tomorrow, but we're not really innovating the language itself.
Mm.
You know, dictionaries and the definitions of words and people being able to agree on the precise meaning of those words, that's what's really important for the world to have harmony and understanding. So, we can have technologies that empower our ability to misunderstand each other if we don't have good enough language, right? Mm-hmm. With, like, the message is getting there, but it's still being misinterpreted by the person on the other side.
Mm.
And I don't know if this is, you know, do we need Esperanto? Do we need aliens that draw, like, ink circles? Like, what is the language technology that we need? And it seems to me like the best we can do right now is just try to be as eloquent and articulate as we can when we're communicating. And that means that we should elevate works that articulate and communicate things very, very well. Mm. And sometimes those are old books. And
so, it's like, so that's why it's like,
emojis.
そう、なんか本来確かに本当に
こう、LOL、
まあ私がいつもあげるのは例えばなんだろう、夏目漱石とか水村さんとか、その日本語の使い方がめちゃくちゃうまい、なんで私だったら自分の考えをこういうふうにうまく効率的にそして綺麗に言葉に落とし込めないなっていう、でその技術がやっぱりツイッターとかあのネットでこういうふうに言葉をだけを使って人とコミュニケーションしなきゃいけない、だから表情とかジェスチャーとか何もなしでこう自分の意図を伝えなきゃいけないってなった時に一番求められているものなんだけど、でも一方でそのすごい手軽にエンタメとか本なり何々を消費するっていうのがどんどん加速しちゃってるから、夏目漱石をじゃあのんびり何回も同じ本を読むなんてことをしなくなってるわけじゃん。
Just look at memes and look at cute videos and like fail compilations.
適当に言葉を使うような環境が助長されてる一方で、実際は一番その言葉を使う能力が求められてるっていう現状があって、そこがなんかマッチしてないっていうのはあるかもね。
When I read something or hear someone say something that is just really profound and meaningful and changes the way I feel about my life and the world, or think, there are things that people say like that, you know, great quotes and great books and, you know, great philosophers or even speakers on YouTube. You can look at Watts, Alan Watts or McKenna. They'll say things where you're like, wow. And those ideas, I feel like, are the real gold. That's what's really important, is ideas where you hear it and you have this, like, I don't want to say like a woke feeling, but you have an epiphany about the world, you know, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
But like that's the real gold in this world, I feel like. And it's free.
Yeah. So ne.
We need an economy that pushes that into everyone's TVs or something. Because you just turn on the TV and someone's just eating some nikuman and it's like, I'm eating. Why am I watching someone eat while I'm eating? It's like, I feel like that's what everyone's doing in Japan.
Yeah.
It's like, 一人で
well, I like food shows though. It's fun.
While you're eating something else?
Well,
though?
No, but, well, I don't watch stuff when I'm eating, but in general, I like... like cooking shows, tekina cooking show, とか結構好きだけど、but yeah, そうね、言葉はすごい大事だよね。
And doesn't, I feel like everyone would be much happier if they could express themselves.
Yeah.
Like really well. Oh, I watched that movie you were talking about.
Nanny Marriage Story?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think?
That's a microcosm of our entire civilization. It really is, though. Like, that's how everything gets out of control. Not just relationships. But,
そう、家族っていう意味で、私はさ、もう若い時に一旦家庭が崩壊したことがあるんだけど、Marriage Story っていうその映画の中で、まあ、夫婦仲がうまくいってないけれども、子供がいるから、お互いこう普通に振る舞ってるっていう期間があるわけじゃん。その時にこうスカーレット・ヨハンセンが、まあ、普通に話してるんだけど旦那さんと、でも話し終わった時に、まあ、こっそり涙を流してるみたいな、
mm-hmm.
それを見た時にすごい自分のことを思い出して、こう家族だからこそ何事もないふうにしなきゃいけないっていうプレッシャーがなんかある時ってあるじゃん。でも、mm-hmm. でこう泣いてるところも見せられないし見られたくないし、だからこう同じ部屋にいて一人泣いてるけどそれ誰も気づいてないとかっていうのってよくあるよなと思って
that, that lonely
hole. そうそうそう、もうすごいなんか胸がギュッてなったけど、
I feel like it started going poorly. Well, I don't know how much we want to talk about what happens in the movie.
I really like the Laura Dern speech that I tweeted.
Oh, the lawyer one?
So, so like when she was talking about Jesus, how like his dad was absent the whole time and he didn't even do the fucking toka. I thought that was kind of funny, but.
Well, God was in heaven.
Yeah.
So he's like.
Doing what? Chilling?
He's dead. He died, I think, is what.
Just chilling. Looking down at everyone.
But in that movie, there was like this sort of resentment that couldn't be resolved and like couldn't really come to the surface. And despite all of the friendly things that she had written in that initial note, I mean, this is kind of detailed and in the weeds, but one impression I got is that just...There can be a few defining moments that kind of change the course of everything, and that things could have been very different.
Oh, yeah.
And life can always have been very different just based on like these small, you know, like little paths that go this way or that way, or you're in a certain mood on some day, so you don't do something you might normally do, or it's just, it's...It makes you wonder how much control you really have sometimes.
Because
there was a sort of out of control or a futility to the circumstances for both people in that story. And I think that kind of futility is unfortunately relatable for a lot of people, you know? Like there are certain parts of your life you feel like you just can't control it.
Yeah.Yeah, especially I think in that movie, その、まあ、すごいアメリカならではというか、その弁護士の部分はね、その離婚弁護士が、
こう結構、
うん、すごい焚きつけてくるというか。
Is that real?
わかんない。だからここまでね、焚きつけられる。でも人もいるんだろうな。まあ、勝つためにね。
But the real stories you hear are so horrifying, I have to be like,Oh, this guy just has some complex or something, you know, like he's just traumatized and he's,
right.
It couldn't have been that bad. But no, I mean, apparently divorce is like really bad sometimes.
I'm sure it can get really ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, なんか本人はそこまで ugly にするつもりじゃなくても、そうやって周りとかに焚きつけられて、とか恐怖を植え付けられて、すごいアグレッシブな、ストラテジーを取ってしまうとかっていうのはあるのかなってあれを見、まあそこまでなのかはちょっと私もわかんないけど。
Well, the lawyers take advantage of the fact that you guys are on bad terms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you can't trust him. It's like, oh, you're right.
So, and it's scary because you've been with this person for years and you think that you know each other really well, and suddenly you feel like you don't know this person at all and you have to listen to this random advisor person that you just met. So that's really quiet, but
I suspect, like, it seems to me that people can fall in love with almost anyone, but have a successful marriage with almost no one. You know, like, it's very, like, the funnel is very,
yeah,
like, restrictive on one end and really wide on the other.
そうね。まあでも個人的な統計で言うと、その今の時点で離婚してる友達とか周りの人はなんとなくパターンがある。
Are there many?
結構いる。私周り離婚してる人、子供いてもいなくても、
like、Around
My age ってこと、Or a bit、yeah、そうだね、結構いる。でもこのだ, だんだんそのパターンも変わっていくと思うんだけど、年齢が上がるにつれてその離婚の理由とかも変わっていくだろうし、ただ今の段階ではやっぱりパターンがある。
What's the pattern?
まずその結婚するまでの期間がすごく短い、あの出会ってから、だから多分お互いのことをすごい分かってると思ったけど意外と分かってなかったみたいなパターンがまずは一番多いね。あとはその大事な部分をコミュニケーションすることを忘れてたまま結婚しちゃったみたいな、その子供欲しい欲しくないとか、じゃあファイナンシャル面どうするとかっていうのを
They don't discuss that before.
なんかすり合わせてないままに結婚して、そこが実はすごいギャップがあったみたいな、だからこうあんまりまさかこの二人が離婚するとはっていう意外な感じよりかは、まあそうだよねみたいな、まあそういうこともあるでしょうっていう感じが多い。
What percentage of marriages around you are like really good? The one, but you have to like actually know that they're really good, not just they seem like it.
まあいっぱいいるけどね、それはそれで。普通に仲いいっていうか、絶対この
人。Are they generally like really good or divorced? Or are there a lot that are like in the middle or?
Oh, like statistic 全体的にってこと？
Yeah. Like, what's your sense of?
I
don't know.
まあいい方が多いかな。
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean.そうね。Like, I see... there's another thing that I see often here. その特に日本人、どっちもが日本人の夫婦でどっちも英語話さない場合、にのみなんかよく見られる傾向として、こう思ってることをあんまり相手に言ってないし、その相手相手がなんでそう思ってるとか言ってるかって、なんでっていうことをあんまり聞かない人が周りに結構多い。
Does that help or that doesn't help?
To me, I don't think it helps だけど、
so、Maybe it's their style.
そう、だからコミュニケーションスタイルの問題だから、何がね合ってて違うとかっていうのは本人次第なんだけど、こう私は思ってることを思った時に全部夫に言っちゃうから、その、この部屋にいなかったらメールでも今言うし、あっちもまあ同じだから、こうこの人どう思ってるのかなとか、この人なんで今こうやって言ったんだろうっていうのを wonder することはあんまりないんだけど、他の日本人の人で英語話さない人と話してると結構なんかそうやって言ってるのを聞く。なんかなんか私の夫がこのことについてどう思ってるのかよくわかんないんだよねとか、その本当はこう思ってるけどなんか何ヶ月も言えない、言えてないとか、そのコミュニケーションスタイルのカルチャーギャップみたいな。
I think they want, you know, harmony. So like harmony is like really important.
Yeah.
And then it gets to a point where something needs to be said, and it'll be usually said to someone other than the person who is supposed to hear it.
そうなんだ。まあ、ただある意味では、その、きちんと自分の考えを組み立てて、ちゃんとした言葉に落とし込んでから相手に言いたいっていう、すごい丁寧ではあるから、私はそれは逆にできないから、すごいなと思うけど、この、組み立てる前にもう、ブーって言っちゃうからさ、I'm always like,thinking out loud って感じ、
うん、
だから聞く側からするとちょっとごめんっていう感じかもしれないよね、むしろなんか整理してから言ってくれみたいな感じかもしれないけど、う
ん、Yeah communication's weird.
Yeah, like you're not like me at all, じゃん。 You don't really think out loud. Like you're not gonna be like blah
It depends on my mood. Like my normal operating mode, my modus operandi is not to impulsively say things.
Right.
But I've noticed that if I'm frustrated by something, I start being like, oh, this fucking Gmail won't let me log in or something like that. And then I will like,subconsciously elevate into like a different mood、
mm.
and then I become more impulsive in what I'm saying.
なるほど。
So like this, my mindful filter is just falls off and like,、mm. you know, if I get frustrated. But I don't know what it is. It's just technology mostly. It just annoys me. But...I think most people are like that. You know, how much you speak your mind in the moment kind of depends on your mood. Maybe people aren't as
yeah, variable. For
sure. Do you feel variable or do you feel like you're a stable person?
Oh, no, I'm not stable at all.
So, like,
but
don't you feel like who you are is different when you wake up, you know, while you're having a good meal or while just different...times of the day or what you can、mm-hmm. have something stressful on your mind for 2 weeks straight and be a slightly different person, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure、that. To some extent, yeah, I'm always different.
So I feel like who I am is it's trying to slide around、
mm.
and I'm kind of like trying to center it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably overthinking it.
Yeah, I guess I don't do that.I'm not trying to center it or anything.
I'm always, not always, but I'm often trying to center it. I try not to believe things. I think believing things is
dangerous.
And I try not to take sides on things,、
mm.
including like political issues. Or I always want to be able to.Change my mind if I have new information.
Right.
So if I become personally like ingrained in some agenda or a side or a team or something like that, I feel like I can't change my mind. Like if you believe something, that prevents you from believing the opposite. And it's belief.
Right.
It's just belief.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So everything yeah, is kind of provisional. Like culture, I think, is provisional. It's like what we know that what's cool is provisional. They're going to、yeah. change that, you know, next month. You know, Supreme is going to print something on a... I don't know.
Yeah. So, ne.
It's provisional. So...To have a mindset that, you know, cultural values, political values, these things are provisional、
mm.
makes adjusting to or keeping up with reality a little bit less stressful because you don't have to, you know, let things go in a way that's personal at all.
mm.
And it's hard to tell how well you're even doing that, you know, so...
まあ、自分では分かんないよね。ちゃんとエヴァレーできないよね。それ。
Yeah, but if you're not trying at all, then you're a mark. You know, you're you're a pawn. It's like if you don't have a plan, you're going to become a part of somebody else's plan. You know, the world is like a bunch of plans consuming each other.
So what is going to be your New Year's resolution?
What's yours? I need some ideas.
I don't have it. I never have it, really.
Mm.
Well, だいたいこうあるのは嫌なことやりたくないことをしない、
うん、
っていうこと、
うん、
そのなんか日本語で言うと結構ネガティブに捉えなんかそんなのやりたくないけどやらなきゃいけないこともあるだろうみたいな話になるんだけどそういうなんかことではなくて
That's my whole life right now.
なんかこう自分が何をやりたいかっていうのを聞く癖がついてないことって多いじゃん、
mm-hmm.
特にコーポレートライフに長くいた人とかだからそれを意識的にまあ意識してる
I think I want I want a lot of things to be require less of my attention、
hmm.
andI just feel like I can't really relax. I'm just constantly managing stuff. And it's... And... I think... Just trying to do... The right things to create the best future for family. And there have just been...You know, a lot of unfortunate things、mm. that have happened in the last few years. And I don't know. I don't really want, you know, a Ferrari or I don't have anything like that. I just want to be able to relax.
Yeah. That's important. Your mental health care.
It's trendy to, you know, self-care and like,
Yeah,
doing
yoga、
true. And、yeah. like...
It is definitely trending.
It's trendy.
そうだね。
But,
なんかその最近やっぱり子供のセルフケアとかもよく話題になって、私が子供の時そんなのなかった。だから例えばその、今日子供が、だから普段は全然楽しく学校行ってるのに、いきなりこうお腹痛いから行きたくないみたいになった時に、その、Because grown-ups have those days, right? Like, 今日ちょっと無理だわみたいな日あるじゃん。
Yeah.
今日ちょっと本当に何もできないわ。
I was like this morning.
Well, you
I had
came
to wake
out
up at
still,
like,
but, like
8.
起きた時に、あ、今日仕事できないわってなった時に、大人はこう自分の判断でさ、じゃあもう今日はサボろうとか、サボってアイス食べようとか、mm-hmm.できるじゃん。ただ子供は自分でそれを決められないから、
mm-hmm.
その時に大人がどういう反応をするのがベストかみたいな話を最近になってすごいやっぱインスタとかでもよく見るけど、私が子供の時そんななんかなんだろうなんかとにかく学校行きなさいみたいなのが怒られるみたいなイメージだったから、
mm-hmm.
その子供のメンタルヘルスケア
I don't know, that kind of creeps me out. I just want them to, I feel like kids should, when I was a kid, I never worried about my mental health. It was always fine.
Really?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like in high school too?
Well, not in high school.
Right?
Well, high school was not.
I mean, kid as in.
How old are we talking about?
Well, any,
you
know,
minor.
Because if you're
like six.
Minor, you know? Like you could be 16. But I never thought about my mental health. But I was actually having some issues, you know, but then I didn't think that was a, I mean, it was a problem for me, but I didn't think that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, なんだろう、だから誰かに相談するとかでもなかったしとか。
Hmm.
まあその名前がついてないっていうかさ。It's, mm-hmm. Again, it's all about semantic and language, but,
People call other people...crazy for convenience because that person is mostly just inconvenient.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
unless you're at some real extreme of mental health, mostly people with mental health problems, it's just a convenience problem for everyone else, you know. And that's why they would, you know, put people in. If you take a crazy person and you put them in a building filled with crazy people, that's going to make them more crazy, you know. And I think it's like the whole stigma thing, right? So the stigma contributes to the illness, right? So you don't want to do things like that that are counterproductive and for the sake of society rather than that individual. So I'm trying to figure out where that should all line up.
Yeah. そうね。だから来年もうちょっと確かにその language っていう部分さ、そこをもうちょっとこう話題になってほしいね。
It's the most important thing. What's happening in the world right now is all these countries have populations that are learning English. And this is part of a transformation of the entire planet to trying to run on the same operating system. And realities, as we perceive them, and the only realities we're aware of are the ones that are in our heads. And then those realities in our heads are entirely communicated in language. And so the only way that you can synchronize these is by improving our language, you know, refining our language.
Yeah.
And we need to have better understanding of what words mean.
Mm.
And people getting in these huge political debates and taking sides about a definition, it's just absurd. At least people need to have the metacognition that is what they're doing. Like, hey, you guys are just talking about definitions. People are oblivious to that.
そうそうそうそう。
You know?
そこなんだよね。だからその話をしてるのにね、そこのメタ認知があるかどうかによって全然もう180度話が変わってきちゃうから。でも言葉ってすごい難しいなって思ったの。I don't know if you saw it, but I got an email from one of the listeners about something that I said. In その田口さんのエピソードの中で、マイケルが擬態ってアクロニムなのかなって言ったときに、I said jokingly, I said that's such a 外人 question.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was offended, and he or she lives in the rural area of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the email, my first reaction was like, whoa, like, I'm not a racist.って思ったのね、最初のリアクション。
You've been not, you're on a list.
Yeah. And I was just like, I mean, I'm married to an American person. My son is American.
Well, American's not a race, thankfully.
Right. But like non, well, 外人 usually just means like non, like foreigners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, like my first reaction was like, my husband,
you're not xenophobic.
Right. Like my son is non-Japanese. Basically, so I was like, whoa, but then, and I know that I'm not xenophobic, I'm not a racist, so I was just like caught off guard, and I was like surprised, but then I realized, and people around me use the word really casually, you know, so I guess wrongly forget that there are still people out there who use it to hurt other people, like intentionally.
Mm-hmm. But the new thing is that your intent doesn't matter.
So
that's
so
the
no.
new thing.
Yeah, and
yeah, so you're just a racist.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I realized. Like my intention or where I'm coming from sometimes really don't matter when it is my words are disseminated to. You know,
but your intention,
bunch of people that
your intention is what's true. If everyone has different dictionaries and people interpret words differently, there's no way to account for that. It's called context collapse because you're communicating to so many different, slightly.
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing is, if I don't want to be misunderstood, then I should.
Then we just have to take the word out completely. And,
yeah.
and we'll just keep taking words out because we're unable to refine our language.
Yeah. そう。
And that's why political correctness is not a part of fixing the problem. It's not a part of improving our understanding of how to use language. It's just kind of accusing people without trying to reach common ground, you know, and saying like, well, your worldview is invalid and my worldview is this. And so it's...
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I'm against like people policing each other, like, or censoring each other. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, like, I'm on the show and I know that many people like all over the country listen to it. And obviously situation here in Tokyo and situation in like Aomori for mm-hmm. foreigners are totally different. Huh? Mm-hmm. Like here, like, soon, like my husband would, you know, I mean, people are like, oh, I pulled a gaijin card, you know, it's like people always use the word with a sense of irony, and never to be like, oh, like, you know, like 外人みたいな、なんかその悪い意味で使うのを正直もう大人になってから、なんていうの、目の前であんまり見ないから。
But that's your cultural reality, right? But if you walk around in like Akihabara and stuff, they still have stores that are like, you know, no 外人, you know, no foreigners,
right.
And
yeah,
there are
so
still
like,
restaurants that are that way.
I'm in this like small bubble with like a closed circle of friends and our shared understanding, right?
But everyone is like that unless all you do is sit around on Twitter all day. Everyone is like that. We're all like
so
that.
It's like,
so we're all humans that are capable of saying something
right.
that is coming from our worldview, which isn't in sync with literally every single person that receives the message.
Right. And I think in that moment, I'm looking at you and Taguchi-san, and it's like, I assume that we have a shared understanding that I'm not trying to like hurt anyone. But, you know, I do have to remember that there are people who are maybe like hurt by this word yesterday, you know, in reality, on the street. So then of course it's not funny. だからなんか改めて難しいなって思った。
It's a failure of language, I think. You know, it's a failure of understanding that someone without bad intentions and, you know, it's like this misread.
Yeah. I wish we could just talk. I grew up
saying all kinds of stuff that I thought was totally normal. I went to this all-boys school. Everyone had a dirty mouth and everyone's just like, you know, fag, like all
right.
day long.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's gay. Like, that was totally
normal.
I swear,
like,
it was totally normal. And we had no idea
that
would be offensive
right.
in the future. No clue.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds absurd now, but that's just the truth.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wish we could walk around and talk with all kinds of chūshaku, you know, like disclaimers, like...
Uh-huh.
Or explain like explanation of where you're actually coming from,
mm-hmm.
but you can't. So I guess your solution is to just be careful with the words you use, and you can't. I mean, this person who sent me an email was like really polite and super nice, and I felt really bad. It's not like this person was like, oh, you're xenophobic or anything. And it was just a reminder that, you know, I'm talking to people who, like a bunch of people who don't know me. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew that there's always like a misunderstanding no yochi. And it has happened before. But like, I think I always bring up this example of when I said, その混んでるところで人にぶつからないためにどうするかって話の時に、その相手を見ちゃうと、あ、右か左、右左ってなっちゃうから、mm-hmm. こう行く方向をずっと見てると、いいよって言った時に、じゃあそうやってなんか、ガンガン人にぶつかりながら歩いてんのかって言われた時の、なんか、
Yeah, a world filled with mummies would just be...
そう、なんか、私がそんなことするわけないじゃんっていう思いの一方で、でも私のこと知らないから、まあ確かにそういうやべえやつって、っていう風に解釈する余地は当然あるよなとか、そういうなんかで、それはこうポッドキャストやってる人じゃなくてもツイッターとか誰でもあるわけじゃん、そういう風にこう解釈される余地を、まあ自ら作ってる責任もあるし、 まあ、どんなに気をつけててもそういう余地が生まれてしまうこともあるしとか。
Who is the what's the anti-trans lady's name? The Harry Potter lady.
Ah, J.K. Rowling.
So I'm fascinated by how sticky, you know, labels like that are. Like she's anti-trans, right?
Yeah.
And now it's just like that's on there. That label's not coming off.
Yeah.
For like so years and years and years. And that's happened to a lot of people where they get, you know.
And I think, その欧米で今やっぱそのキャンセレーションという言葉流行ってるじゃん。
Cancel like, culture.
Yeah, it's like, I'm here to cancel J.K. Rowling とか、その、実際に、確かにその解釈の余地はあるわけ。なぜならば、その彼女がかばっている女性は、例えば本当に、その、私は彼って呼ばないでって言ってる人に対しても彼って絶対呼びますって言ってる場合、それも含めて擁護してるっていう解釈の余地はもちろんあって、そこが批判されるのは、まあある意味仕方ないって言えば仕方ないんだけど、ただその前に彼女が言ってること、その、もうみんな別にそれ自由だよねっていう、着たい服を着ればいいし、もうね、なんでもいい、別に自分がハッピーならなんでもいいんだけど、そのクビになるってことはどうなんだっていう問題提起をしてるんだけど、そこでやっぱりエンタイそのトランスフォービックっていうふうに呼ばれてしまうっていうのは、その本当のトランスフォービアの人と、そのそうじゃないんだけど、別にそうじゃないんだけどトランスフォービックってレーベルされてる人が一緒くたになっちゃうっていうのは、その本当の意味で問題を解決するっていうことにはならないからさ、とは思う。
It just makes me feel like the problem's not that bad. When people, you know, get called racist or transphobic or homophobic over something that's like really 微妙 and it's not like one of the more egregious things that we've seen, and the reaction is so outsized, exaggerated. It's like, well, where are like the real problems that people are getting outraged about? Because I don't see those. I just see these, which is like, yeah, I understand you get upset, but it's, as we said, it's mostly word thinking.
Yeah, it's, I guess it gets weird when...
Is this getting worse or better? Because we all, you, me, everyone is like, has these AI algorithms that deliver us this custom personalized reality bubble feed. So most of what most people know about and care about in terms of what's happening in the world is decided by Twitter, is decided by CNN, is decided by Facebook, is decided by Google. And those algorithms control, you know, what your information diet looks like, who you are, what you care about, you know, what you're upset about. And people are just giving themselves over to it, you know, just like, yeah, just control my brain. Open Twitter and then here's like, tell me the top whatever. And let me just, they control just, our focus.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things happening in the world.
Yeah, and it's like, やっぱりその表現の自由と多様性っていうのをセットに
It's like the rapper thing.
セットになってこうみんなでそれを推進していこうってなった時にこう自分が聞きたくないこととか自分がオフェンスされることとか自分がどうしても受け入れられないこととかを目にする機会が増えるっていうのはまあ当然のことなんだけど多分なんかこう今まで多様性を受け入れてみんなハッピーにみたいなその側面だけがこうでそれは当然のことなんだしいいことなんだけどそのなんだろうすごい生きやすくなってみんなハッピーですよっていうその部分だけがこう押されてきてしまったからこう多様性を受け入れることによって難易度が上がることってもちろんあるわけじゃん、
うん、
なんかそこに今こう人々がびっくりしているフェーズなのかなっていうのは感じる、うん、ちょっとだからある意味それを通過しないといけないところだから悪いことではないんだろうけどでもそのプロセスが面白いよねこうその時代に生きている人としては、
うん、 what's going to happen. What's like post social media?
I don't know.
Does media just get more social?
Well, some people are saying that it's going to get less social, right? Like people are going to want to, not you know, membership, like a closed circles.
Well, that would be the prediction of balkanization, that reality breaks up into a lot of different communities, basically. Yeah.
So it's like, まあ、TV shows とかもそうじゃん。今まではこうみんなが同じの見てるけど、今こうオンラインの番組もあるし、こう見てる人が限られてるものがどんどん増える。まあ、ポッドキャストもある意味そうだけど。っていうのを言ってる人はよくいるよね、最近。
We have so many options, but if you choose options that aren't the mainstream, obvious options, then you don't really have people to talk about it with.
Yeah.
And that's such a weird... it's a weird thing, right? Like, oh, if I watch Star Wars, then I can talk to everyone about Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
Baby Yoda or whatever. But and if your kid doesn't watch Baby Shark and they're watching some other random stuff, then they kind of can't have that in common with their friends.
Yeah, I think that's definitely more prominent for kids.
It's like, happening
I mean,
to
I remember,
us too.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, like, その幼稚園でセーラームーン見てなかったらもう遊びの輪に入れないわけじゃん。全員セーラームーンごっこしてるから。
Mm-hmm.
とか、まあ、子供の方がね、それはやっぱ強いよね。
But it's happening with adults. You know, if I meet one of my friends I haven't seen in a long time, we'll sit there for 30 minutes telling each other to watch different TV shows because we haven't seen any of the same ones.
Hmm.
They're like, oh, you should watch this. Yeah, well, you should watch this. But, oh, this show is actually really good. And neither of us have any time. Stuff. We don't have any time to watch any of the stuff the other person is recommending. And so the whole thing is like, that's not
a reliable part. Well, you saw the movie I recommended.
So yeah, well, I'm trying to like... I'm coming back online into the...
Okay.
I'll probably even see Star Wars, even though I haven't seen the last three Star Wars or something.
Well, you probably should do that first before you go watch the...
There's so many little...
Right now,
there's going to be so many little like knives
many
or
right
like
now.
Blades on the...
No.
On the lightsaber.
No.
It looks like a...
But...
I don't
what
know.
Was I going to say? I forget. But... Oh, yeah, One Child Nation.
Is that the China Netflix thing?
Amazon.
Amazon?
Did I talk about this here?
I think so.
Okay.
But people seem shook.
Oh, yeah. So One Child Nation.
But what's going on in China right now is...
It's shocking too.
It's shocking too. Did you see the news about I think Iran protests? So I saw I saw that 1,500 protesters have been killed in Iran. And then I saw another article that said it's closer to 300. And then I saw I don't know what's going on. The media is just all over the place.
Okay.
Maybe no one died. I have no idea. But it's in the news that like over 1,000 protesters have been killed in Iran. And obviously Iran has not been in a good place. And it's just been getting worse and worse and worse for quite some time there.
Yeah, it's like... その今の話もそうだし、そのワンチャイルドネーション見たときに、こういかにその入ってきてる情報がその国によって全然違うわけじゃん。だからアメリカとかカナダとかで起きてることっていうのは普通に読めばさ、英語だし今わかるんだけど、その中国っていうこう同じアジアの中で、そのしかも一人っ子政策なんて学校でも習うわけだからさ、なんか一人っ子政策っていうものがあったっていうのは分かってたはずだけど、そのドキュメンタリーを見た時に自分が確かに全然何にも分かってなかったなっていう、 すごい衝撃を受けたから、まあ、まだ見てない人はすごいおすすめだけど、かなりデプレッシング、うん、かなりデプレッシング。私はカフェで見ちゃってたから、涙が
while you're drinking coffee
涙が出そうに、本当にすごいデプレッシングだけど。
When did that start? That policy? Was in the 80s?
80s, yeah.I think so, yeah.
And it ended...
もろに私たちの親の世代が完全に影響を受けてる。まあ、親の世代から、もう私たちの世代はその子供を作る段階っていうよりかは、その育つ過程の中でものすごく影響を受けているから、いや、すごい衝撃だった。こう、自分が、なんだろう、学校で習った時にやっぱり、ああ、はあ、一人っ子政策、へえ、みたいな、こう、ああ一人しか産んじゃいけないことになりました、うん、なるほどみんなそれで言うこと聞いてそうなったんだみたいなさ、なんかそんぐらいしか、まあ、あとはそのみんなが男の子の赤ちゃんが欲しいから女の子だと中絶されましたとかはちょっと習ったけど、でもそれぐらいでさ、なんかふーんって思ってたけど、
But that's, you know, this is when you have sort of this extreme socialist government planning, then, you know, the sanctity of the individual rights are second to what the state needs to happen.
Yep.
And environmentalists have proposed similar rules for various countries in the West. You know, people thought, hey, there's too many people, overpopulation, and each child born in the United States...consumes like 500 times more resources than a child in India, and so we should institute a one-child policy. And I've heard that as a you know, proposed solution against climate change.
Yeah,
I think it'd be very unpopular.
They really don't know what they're talking about.
It wouldn't be good. And we have... Humans are useful and an asset. And all humans can help. I mean, humans obviously consume resources...
Yeah.
But we need humans to solve the problem too.
Yeah, so
humans are the point. Jesus, we can't. That's the whole freaking point. If there's no humans here, then who gives a shit about Earth, frankly?
We
care because we're here.
Yeah,
if we were on a different planet, we'd care about that one.
That is definitely the reality. And so, やっぱりこう、私が思ってたようなイメージで、そのね、そう。多分サジェストしてる人はいるのかもしれないけど、実際そのそんなシンプルにいかないからさ、やっぱり人間こんなたくさんいて、じゃあはいそうですか一人にしましょうとかっていうわけに行くわけがないし、そこのスティグマもすごいし、
mm-hmm.
本当にこれは結構みんな見た方がいいんじゃないかって思ったけどね、あまりにも衝撃だけど頑張って見る価値はある、かなりあると思う。
Yeah, and that probably, you know, the effects of that are very real and long lasting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
For that
society. And how the government propaganda really affects you, and it's like, yeah, I mean, you should watch it, but.落ち込むっていうか、まあ、怖さもあるし、やっぱりこう人の信念っていうのはさ、すごく強いわけじゃん、こうプロパガンダによって洗脳されてしまうと、でそれっていうのはもうなかなか変わらないし、それによってこういろいろ従っていろいろ自分が参加してやればやるほど、参加コストじゃないけどもう戻ってくれなくなるわけじゃん、
うん、apparently there's worse stuff happening right now.
Yeah.
Worse than that. Worse. You know, where the reporting, I guess, is still somewhat, you know, it could still be more, there could be more evidence and it could be more concrete, but there is fairly strong evidence that people are being wrongfully imprisoned and then being executed.When an order is placed for a specific organ, because they don't want to waste the organ from the but then it creates this incentive to imprison people because now you have this massive business where like rich rich you know medical tourism
and actually it's not surprising because honestly so the one child policy もさ結局はみんなが子供だから捨てなくちゃいけないってなってこう捨てるわけじゃん道にもうみんなポロポロしててでそれをそのトラフィッカーの人が拾ってきて state run orphanage に売るわけ、mm. state run orphanages were paying these traffickers and then they will you know basically sell these babies with much higher money to you know people in the states or wherever they who want you know who want to adopt children
mm-hmm.
and of course these customers were thinking that it was all through legal process and you know they didn't they had no idea that these babies were actually trafficked illegally off the streets but you know so it's like それこそ本当マッチポンプというかさ one child policy って言っときながらもちろんそこで悪い言い方をすれば余った子供が出るわけでそれをそこでこうお金を国が儲けるっていうそのなんかすごいシステムだなっていうか、
mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen with China and Hong Kong and all that stuff?
ねそれ本当にどうなるんだろうね
It hasn't gotten better really, right?
Yeah
I think
I mean, how,
it hasn't gotten
how
better
How is it going to get better?
Well, I don't know. I can't see it getting better, but I also it's hard for me to see it becoming like the worst case scenario too.
I think it's going to be also the same next year. So no, やっぱ surveillance と治安その surveillance のテクノロジーとそのメリットデメリットのバランスというかさ。
That's going to be a theme for sure.
結局そのやっぱり治安が良くなるんだったらいいじゃん。どんどん監視してもらえばっていう人が一定数もちろんいて、いやそういう問題じゃないだろうっていう人もいて、そこの
It's moving against the individual more and more. So like society as a large is starting to make decisions for.
だから今までやっぱり欧米とアジアでそこの差があるわけじゃない。その個人の人権を一番に尊重するっていうのと、そうじゃないのと。その差もどんどんどんどん開いていくし
It's this for the greater good justification thing
そうだからみんながもちろん同じ方向に進まなきゃいけないわけじゃないしいつも言うけど人類っていう種としては多様性があった方が一個が倒れた時全員共倒れにならないっていう意味ではいいのかもしれないけど、ただまあ
Yeah, there are several sort of theseopposed themes next year, you know, surveillance and privacy, nationalism and globalism, sort of this, this, we saw it a lot this year, but this battle between, you know, wanting to be part of this global world and economy and then wanting to haveVoting power in the individuals of that state and sort of state sovereignty. And I think, you know, Brexit was just right down the middle with that, it seemed like. And
そうね。その、結局それも今まで話してるのと全部つながっていて、こう、答えがないわけじゃん。例えばその、じゃあ、surveillance 何もしないのか、その、何もしなくて治安がめちゃくちゃ悪いままでいいわけもないし、かといってスウェーデンしまくってもうすごい恣意的にさ何でも運用できるってもよくないし、その答えが絶対一個じゃないし、全部スペクトラムなわけじゃん。でその中でそのスペクトラムの中でもどっちよりがいいかっていうのは個人によって全然違うわけじゃん。その人の育った環境とか今住んでる場所とか、それとかどういうガバメントが運用してるのかにもよるし、その答えが絶対正直出ない、そのみんながハッピーになる答えが、
Well, it's a market, right?
So
it's a market. So you can draw these forces and you'll have sort of a market equilibrium of where that is. Unfortunately, policy tends to just be one or the other. So you can't really hit that equilibrium. Theoretically, it exists.
Yeah.
But there isn't really a policy route that satisfies the equilibrium the way, you know, like a,、mm. like a price. Like, we're going to、yeah. put it here.
Yeah. Right? 結局、なんだっけ、エコノミス、なんかさ、ノーベル賞取った人のやつでさ、その、ポリシーも、あの、control experiment、controlled experiment できますみたいな。その、あれは、あの、アフリカで、蚊を防ぐためのネットをどうするかっていう話で、
うん、
あのコントロール実験をしたっていう話だったんだけど、そういうふうにこうなんだろう、政治ってすごく重要なディセジョンをめちゃくちゃしてるのに、そういう実験とかに基づいて何か根拠があってやってるわけじゃないことが多いじゃん、
うん、
だからなんかそれもどうにかなんないのかなって、
その、well, the USdeals with that by having states and then having right, right. different states
yeah,
run
so I think
experiments.
That's, yeah, that's definitely good. なんかその州でワークしたことを他でもやりましょうとかさ。Mm-hmm.
So like legalizing certain drugs, for example. They'll yeah, do yeah, it in yeah. certain states and see、yeah. what happens.
でその日本とか見てると結局その、じゃあステイではないにしても、例えば他の国の事例を見ましょうとかってあんまやんないわけじゃん。なんかうちはうちみたいな感じで。
Can you imagine、an AU?An、
no.
Asian union. And then if that were the case, then China would be the most powerful, right?
Yeah.
And so China would sort of be the Germany of the AU.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the policies that, I mean, Japan would basically just get a vote. And if Japan lost, then sort of the domestic policy within Japan could be subject、
yeah.
to control by, you know, other countries, whether it's Korea or China or Indonesia or whatever.、
Yeah.
Yeah. And、then they can sort of vote together against certain nations that they feel like are not cooperating, right?
Yeah.
How far away do you think we are from like an AU?
Yeah, 無理でしょう
But, so, that's sort of the globalizing process would require
yeah,
that
but,
eventually.
Yeah, but 結局そのやっぱり個人の人権を尊重するか全体主義かっていう意味で、その例えばヨーロッパだったら、その度合いの差はあれ、基本的には個人を尊重する方に向かっているわけじゃん。その
It depends. I think that's debatable.
ただ基本的にはその根本にそれがあるけどさ。
But that,
日本は
if you're the UK, for example, and you go into the EU, does that improve individual freedom and individual voting power for UK citizens?
No, but I mean, like, その根本の部分で shared values があるわけじゃん。だその例えば中国と日本とか、
I don't think it's that shared in Europe.
Well, but if
people
you think
feel
about,
very differently
well,
in
yeah,
the UK versus like, well, I don't know, France.
Well, yeah, of course, but I mean like compared to その例えば China and Japan, right?、
Mm-hmm.
その根本の部分がさ違うわけじゃん。
I'd have to ask a UK person and see how
they
feel.
そのデモクラシーなのかどうかっていう。ことからして違うからさ。
It's the People's Republic of China.
それをこう、どう、そこが、United になるっていうのはちょっと想像できないけどね。どういうふうにだって。
Well, the world is becoming so connected, so unbelievably connected everywhere. All the businesses,
yeah.
a lot of the large businesses in Japan are very multinational.
Right.
And sort of, I think, capitalism and corporate interests and trade are really what's preventing things from being even worse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, だから本当に分断がすごいことになるよね。
But if you, the people, you sit down with people from these places, it doesn't seem impossible. It's not impossible, you know, to sit down from
Yeah, that's what I would usually think. I mean, like, I'm a communications consultant, right? So when I see, you know, these politicians who are like, oh, なんかここの国と仲良くできないみたいな、なんかとかそのこの国は最悪みたいな、なんか rightist people とかさ、そうやって言ってるのとか見ると結局はその politicians 同士のコミュニケーションの圧力とかうまくいってないっていうところを国民全員が負担しなきゃいけない。
Well, it's really hard because countries are always competing. And when two politicians are dealing with each other, it's like they're trying to steal from the other country. That's what they're trying to do. So if the U.S. and, you know, some country are negotiating, they're trying to steal as much as possible from each other. Because that, at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen when you make a deal. Someone is moving resources. It's better for one person and worse for the other. You know?
Right. And so that... でもそれってさ、やっぱ普通の企業同士でもそうで、こう、何かディールをするときとかっていうのはさ、こう、いかに円滑にそれを進めるかって、だから例えば M&A の後に、こう、いかにその、メージした後の会社同士がスムーズに一緒になれるようにとかっていうのをやるわけじゃん。Mm-hmm. それと一緒でさ、その、で、それがうまくいかなかったら、それはその、それにインチャージの人のせいなわけであって、だからといってその、その中の人同士がいがみ合う必要があるとか、それを逆に上の人がドライブするっていうのはおかしいじゃん。だけど国になるとなんかそれが急に行われる。
But what's an M&A, like what's an acquisition or like a merger on a country level, you know, is that, does that look
well, merger
like Hong Kong or does that look like Crimea or does that look more like...The EU, like Czechoslovakia, well, or I don't know.
Merger までいかなくても、その、なんだろう。
The interests are just sort of opposed.
Right. でもそれを分かりきっていることだからこそ、それをいかにうまくやるかっていう話なわけじゃん。それがポリティシャンの仕事であって、そのための、なんだろう、権力なわけじゃん。だそれがこう、うまくいかなかったときに、それをこう、なんだろう。そこで hatred みたいなものをこう instigate するっていうからさ、なんかそれは違うだろうっていつも思うけどね。それはあなたのせいじゃんっていう。それをこうなんかそうなっちゃったの自分たちのせいであってさ。
I forgot. There's the election next year. The U.S. presidential election will be next year.
Right. When is that? Later.In
November?
Right.
That'll be intense. Won't that be intense? It's going to be intense, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Because people are going to
be upset.
It's already
kind of intense.
People are
going
to be upset. Well, I guess the, you know, the impeachment thing. But, yeah, I think next year...politically is going to be intense and the whole multiple reality thing is going to get worse. Yeah. People cannot agree on the most basic facts when it comes to politics and it's
まあ特にそこに宗教とかも絡んでるからね、アメリカは特に。
That's another trend is sort of the tension betweenSecularism and religion is really, that's going to be the main difference.
Well, that's already been the main thing
no,
for a while.
I think for a long time, people can have just ignored atheists and science and religion were not...
Well, like when it comes to policy, like abortion とかさ、アメリカで政治の話になると必ずだってそこはずっと対立してるわけじゃん。それはやっぱりこう、
yeah,
例えば日本では見られない現象っていうか、その宗教がもう軸になって、こういるからこそなんかお互いを説得し合うことがもうできないみたいなさ。
It's hard to just Yeah, I think.I don't know how much of that is religious and how much of it is just political, philosophical, because a lot of the people that are opposed to abortion are not religious. They have, it's a definition thing. It's the whole definition
thing. Yeah, exactly.
So what's life? You're killing a life. You're not killing a life. It's the same bullshit, same fucking word thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
And there is no answer. I mean, I went through IVF and I saw my own, you know, fertilized egg and I saw them putting it back inside me, like live on the screen. And I felt it grow inside of me and I gave birth and now I have a little human running around me. But I still don't have the answer. I mean, I talked to, thanks for the show, like I got to talk to a lot of people who went through the same thing, like IVF, and everyone has a different understanding of where life starts, right? And その policy とかの問題がなければ that's totally fine and normal じゃん、そのじゃあ今冷凍庫に座ってる私の fertilized eggs はLife なのか Life じゃないのか、それ大事にすべきなのか大事にすべきじゃないのかとかっていうのはさ、もうそんなのは個人が決めればい
いことだ。 It's not a science thing. This is a word thing. You know, it's a language thing.
そう。だからそれをただポリシーに落とし込むってなると何かしら一個に決めないといけないから、それは揉めるよねっていう。 So maybe やっぱなんかもうちょっと人がモバイルになって、それこそそのステイじゃないけど、こう自分のブリーフ、それこそもうバルカナイゼーションの究極地みたいな、 それによって住む場所を決めるみたいなさ。
That's what's, you know, sort of happening. You know, people have freedom to do a lot of different things if they are able to teleport to various jurisdictions.
だ、そのそれこそオフィスとかがなくてどこからでも仕事できるとか、ベーシックインカムがあってってなった時に、じゃあ別にこの国なりこの州に住んでる必要ないかみたいな、自分の信念にもうちょっと合ったところに住もうっていう意味でのそのもっと細かい多様性みたいな、そこが自分の居住地がそこに左右されるみたいなってなると、揉める回数は少なくなるかもしれないよね。
We could be heading towards, you know, just individual sort of a anarchy.Friendly anarchy. Like, you can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. I mean, to me, that makes more sense than what's going on now, at least. You know, if you're not hurting anyone else, well, but, if you're inside but, your own home, I really don't care.
Yeah, but then, like, 例えばその abortion になると it's complicated because people
are you hurting
think
someone
that, yeah,
or
so,
are you
so, so.
Not hurting? That's not someone.And that's
the
whole
definition
stupid,
なわけじゃん。
Yeah.
そうだから、
And reality doesn't work like that. Reality is calculus. It's infinitely, you know, like, there's just infinite resolution. You know, there's so much.
Yeah.
But we think, so I think language is digital, and that's the whole problem. And the phenomenon of human beings is that we created something digital. You know, we have words.That are their meaning is something you could code more or less into a computer. It's Boolean, you know.
Yeah.
And are you liberal or are you, you know, Republican or whatever? And it's and because language is so digital and Boolean, and because we think in language, we mistakenly round reality.To this diametrical, just two-sided, binary sort of reality. But that's not how reality actually is. Mm. And it's not just the binary thing. It's like that with words all the time. You know, alive or not alive, is it life? Is it not life?
Yeah.
Does this match the definition? Yeah. Yes or no? And then we get a bunch of people talking back and forth. And everyone is ignoring reality.During that conversation, because
でもそのリアリティをやっぱりイグノーしなきゃいけない状況になるっていうのはやっぱりそのポリシーがあるからじゃん。その政治的に何かその法律で定めないといけないってなった時に、
It's because the language,
どっかしら、
our law needs to be much much better. And part of refining language is refining law. And right now, a law is only as precise as the words it's made out of.
Right.
And so if we have imprecise words, you know, this comes back to the whole truck tax thing.
Yeah.
It's all a language problem. This whole freaking planet.
すごいよね。なんかすごいいろんな issue があるけど、全部まあ、根本は一緒というか。
That's why I keep saying the world is made out of language. That's what comes out of our heads when we express it, and that's what goes in when we comprehend it. So that's what we're working with.
Well,
that's what sets us apart
we'll
from
see how,
all the critters.
We'll see what kind of year it's going to be next year. It's を配信してる時は何日だ？これは12月26か。
26。
クリスマスの次の日。
メリークリスマス。
いや、みんな良い年末を。クリスマスと年末。う
ん。New Year's.
Yeah. Are you gonna be here?
I will be here.
Okay. じゃあ和ですね。和の正月ですね。
Yep.
I'm gonna be away. So.
Sounds nice.
Wish me luck for the flights.
Mm-hmm.
Long haul flights with a toddler. 頑張る。
It's fun.
I hope so. And once we get there, it's going to be easier, you know, because they're going to be in-laws and they can watch my son.
Yeah. I hope nothing, he doesn't do something crazy and they have to turn the plane around or like do a water landing.
Yeah, he's too small to pull off something
You've
like that, I
hope.
You've
flown with him before, right?
Yeah, we've been to Hawaii and Amsterdam and Akita. And then we just went to Nagoya on Shinkansen. So I'm more confident than before, but then he's like a different person in like, you know, I mean, every month. So last time we took the flight, he wasn't able to walk. This time he's running. So we'll see how that goes.
How much was it to go to Nagoya?
わかんない.
Shinkansen's like 高すぎる.
あ、 そうなの? 今?
It's so expensive. I have no...
Really?
I can't afford to ride Shinkansen.
Really?
It's way more than a plane.
So?
It's crazy.
Honto?
Yeah. Look how much... To take Shinkansen to like Hokkaido is going to cost like 10 yen or something.
But take Shinkansen to go to Hokkaido.
Well, to go to go to Tohoku, to go anywhere.
Okay. Hmm. Ah, 11,000 yen.
Oh, to Nagoya?
It's not that expensive. But it was for a wedding, like family wedding. So it was fun.
What do they have in Nagoya?
Yeah, so the wedding で行っただけだから、本当に一泊し、そのウェディング会場に一泊しただけだから、全然名古屋っぽい。ことは特にしてないけど It was the biggest wedding I'd ever been. There were like 150 guests.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was big.
So you didn't see anything of Nagoya?
What
do they have there?
A castle. Nagoya-jo? とか?
Yeah.
Shachihoko? とか?
What's that?
なんか金のシャチ? シャチなのあれよくわかんないなんか
生き物
On the roofs
あ
とかかな I've been to Nagoya I guess I went twice this year for family stuff my husband's family stuff but yeah but this year I'm going to California so I'm kind of excited
don't get stuck in a fireOr a power outage. Or a dick beach. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Wait, that was California? Where is it?
I forget where in California it was. Okay. But the millions of penises
So this
on
time
the
I'm
beach.
Flying from California, well, San Francisco to Florida. And, you know, I grew up here. And I've been to, you know, some parts of...America, but it's not like I'm that familiar with geography. It's so far. I mean, America is huge. Like, 今さらだけどさ、同じ国内でも端っこから端っこ行ったらもう飛行機で6時間とかかかるわけじゃん。時差もあるし。So I guess I hadn't really internalized it
that America's
until
huge.
Now. Yeah.
Have that you been to the flyover states? Have you been to like any of those states in the middle, like?
Middle
like
or not in
Wyoming or like
no I almost got the opportunity to go to North Carolina is that even middle it's kind of not really right
not really
not really
it's
right
kind of on the east but
yeah but I was pregnant so I couldn't go だから middle は行ったことないんだよねだから
I'm always shocked and
wait
I love
where's
it.
Well, Nevada is not in the middle, right?
No, no, it's too... Right. It's got Vegas.
Yeah, so やっぱコーストのとこしかないね。だから、ボストンとか、ボストン、ニューヨークとか。Yeah, like Vegas. Florida. San Francisco.
So I went for the... to see the eclipse that one time, and I was in Wyoming.
Ah, そっかそっか。
It's super weird, and it's like...There's just roads going straight.
Right.
And then in Wyoming, there's like all these grassy rolling hills. Mm. Just like these beautiful rolling grassy hills like forever.
Okay.
And it looks so soft. Like you could just roll for miles.
Right.
And there's nothing.
Ah, 私多分ダメだそれ。I'll get agoraphobia.
It's amazing.
Like attack.I can't do that.
Hawaii looks like that sometimes. If you're driving across a big island,
yeah, if you go to,
it gets super weird. It's like, whoa.
But then there's ocean. I mean, usually when I go to Kona, right? Like on the left, there's ocean. On the right, there's like nothing. Like vast.
You haven't driven across the big island?
I've been to the... I mean, if you go to like a huge ranch and stuff, there's nothing. But usually there are like valleys, like...water, like river or something.
No, like if you drive across the middle of the big island, there's huge parts where it's like, it looks like Colorado.
Ah, まあそうだね.
Or like, it looks
yeah,
like,
actually, yeah.
You can't tell you're on an island
but
at
somehow,
all.
Somehow that was okay. I don't know why, but I definitely wasn't okay when I was in that kind of an environment in some island of New Zealand.
You need
Australia,
tall stuff around you?
No,
what is it?
But
agoraphobia, like big open space.
Yeah.
You feel like you're going to get struck by lightning.
No, it's just this weird anxiety, like no reason, but there are no people. There's no one. And it's just, it all looks the same.
I love it. Like the horizon
like you could
get is
lost
like,
in a second.
It feels like it was loaded by Morpheus in the Matrix.
Right.
You know, that like test world.It doesn't feel like a real world.
Yeah.
Because you're standing there and you're looking around. There's no humans.
Yeah, it's scary.
It just goes all the way out to the horizon. Mm. And you look at the sky and the sky is so freaking huge. You know, the sky is like, this whole thing is sky. Just from here to here, all the way around. And you're the tallest point on Earth. You feel like the top of your head is the tallest.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like in this particular direction, like my head is sticking out the most from like Earth.
Yeah.
Like right here.
I guess I'm okay only if I'm familiar with that place.
Hmm.
So Kona is totally fine. John. I'm really familiar. But その Austria とかもドライブ行ってすごいなんかはーってなっちゃった。
Austria?
Yeah.
What's...
なんか Germany から Austria にドライブして
Isn't it mountains and stuff?
Yeah, mountains and just ハイジみたいな本当になんかあのただの草っぱらみたいなのがもうずっと続いてて、mm. 他に何も人なんてもちろんいないしっていうところとか、だ人がいないのもまずダメなんだよねきっとね私は怖い、
mm. A lot of the states, the US, has areas where there's no people.
Yeah.
You'll just go into some national park and there's just, there's like bears, there's mountain lions.
Right.
There's no people.
Yeah. 怖いよ. I can't do that.
I like it.
I don't like it. Like even in Nagano とか普通になんかその家がめっちゃあって民家超あって橋とかもあっても人が誰もいないみたいなところを歩いたらすごい怖い。なんかここで私が急に死んでも誰も何も真相が分からないんじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah. Well,
怖い。
First world problems where we have like, if something happens, you know, the ambulance is here in like 6 minutes.
Yeah, and there's CCTV. If someone pushed me into the river, then that person will probably get caught. And, or if I scream, someone will hear me.
But
you
if、
know?
You're in Nagano and someone pushes you into a river, it's just
it's
like...
It's just silence, you know? 誰も気づかないよ。すごい怖いと思っちゃって。私だからやっぱり。
They have satellite. There'll be like two frames of like satellite images of like... like the pushing.
そうダメだね。だからやっぱり慣れてないからかもしれないけど。
Do you think if you lived in a cabin by yourself,
oh, God. Or like 無理
just with your husband in the forest, you'd just go crazy?
Oh yeah, no way.
You'll go mad.
Ah, 無理無理無理。だそういう静かなキャビンでの暮らしみたいな私絶対無理。I'll go nuts. それこそ Shining だよ。Shining みたいになっちゃう。
You'll go nuts.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that people just chill up in those cabins for like years and they don't ever do anything crazy?
I know, right?
They never like just snap.
I feel like I'll probably go nuts after like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. もうそれでジャック・ニコルソンになっちゃう。I'll like run around with an axe.
But I feel like that sometimes just going, traveling somewhere, going overseas, like after about 2 weeks or something, it's like, I either need to like just move here or go back, like right now. I can't like...
Ah, so?
Yeah, I'm thinking about like, I probably left a light on or something.
What? そっち?
There are things to tend to.
Huh. Ah, so か。Never really felt that way.
Hmm.
But yeah, 山小屋はね、無理だね。Maybe if it's by the sea.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there are a lot of fish and everything underneath, even if I can't see.
Uh-huh.
Mountains are...
The ocean's scary, though. I feel like if you live by the ocean, you never know when it's just going to get mad. You know, the ocean right. could just go like... And just start... Just turn into this giant thing because of yeah. an earthquake or whatever.
Right.
And it will take everything.
I mean, I wouldn't live like close to the open ocean, but...
You'd have to live way inland though to be safe.
Just to like visit and stuff.
You'd have to be way inside to be safe.
Yeah.
From like tsunami. Mm. Or like just really up high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Waimea.
Yeah.
But then it's really cold.
It is really cold. It's really always cold. Windy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm hoping that I can go back to Hawaii next year. Because this year was all like, もう決まってる。なんかアムステルダムのウェディングがあって、ここのウェディングがあってとか。So. But next year は何もない。今のところ。誰も結婚しない。結婚しないというか、誰もウェディングがない。
It's all divorces.
I hope not, but yeah. So, well, みんなの新年がいい新年になりますように。お正月もね、みんなおいしいものを食べてのんびりできるといいね。
Yeah. Mm. Good luck. Well, the end of the year is like busy too. People are a bit hectic and
yeah, like
people are
デパートとかも超混むしね。
Mm.
お正月はみんななんかお笑い番組とか見てみかん食べるみたいな感じ。So, 先週の回でもお話ししたようにバイリンガルニュース .jp で新しい商品続々投入しております、
Cool merch
イケてるステンレスボトルイケてるシャツ I love this t-shirt 本当にめっちゃかっこいいよね
Oh, Brain Machine?
うん
It's kind of inspired by Neuralink or Neuralace.
Kind of.
like the...
Just a little bit inspired by them.
And our... So with the bottle, it's 304 stainless. And obviously that's totally recyclable. And the white one, we used powder coating.Which is a much more environmentally friendly way to essentially paint something. It's not paint, but if you use paint, there's a lot of, they call it VOCs, volatile organic compounds that are released, and there's overspray and fumes and on and on. But powder doesn't have any of those problems.
Mm.
For the shirts, we made them...All of our shirts are 100% cotton because t-shirts are something that you wash frequently.
Mm.
And shirts that contain polyester release
Microplastic, ね?
Yeah, microfibers, which are, you know, disrupt hormones in the ecosystem. So I think 100% cotton is better for anything you wash frequently.
So, なので
And we have the sticker.
要チェック。あ、そうね。あの、チラシ対策ステッカーもあるし、あと、ファーウィンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーセールやっておりますので、ぜひ、この機会に。あの、結構、売り切れそうな、あの、クマムシシャツとか、重ね合わせパーカーとか、あとマグとか、結構数がめちゃくちゃ少なくなってきているので。
Well, Universe Mug is...
あ、そうだ、ユニバースマグもないし、あのサイズがもうなくなっちゃってるやつとかも結構あるんだけど欲しいなって思う方はぜひお願いします、
oh, お願いします And we have a cool app thing coming up
Oh yeah そうだねアプリも新しい
Very soon
アナウンスメントがもうすぐあるのでお楽しみにというわけで公式アプリは Apple の iPhone、iPad、Mac もしくは Androidのバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからダウンロードできますのでチェックお願いします2週間無料トライアルもあるし、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラスエッセイも読めたりとか
New essay today? Or
Well, what's today? これ今日出さないんだよ
そうだよね
そう
Well, it's out already
いや、もう出てる、うん、なんだっけI think の代わりになる言い方ね。
ああ。
そう、やっぱりこう、まあ、それ質問誰かがしてくれたんだけど、あの、英語習いたてで、こう、実際使おうとすると、I think ばっかりになっちゃうことってよくあるので、ただ他の言い方もいろいろあるから、それのニュアンスを説明している。
いいね。
うん。あと多分年内にもう一個出すかな。書き終われば。
うん、
というわけでおしまい
以上です
また来年
バイ
バイ